Welcome to the Embodiment Conference. This channel, Trauma and Social Change, it's absolutely the moment for that, isn't it? I'm Steve Hoskinson. I'm the founder of Organic Intelligence. I've been teaching in this area of trauma, embodiment, and social change for about 25 years. It's an honor, really, for us to be sponsoring this channel where we're going to hear a multiplicity of voice, all unique contributors to our collective understanding of how to move from trauma and support then social change. Our unique voice in organic intelligence has something to do with a koan that I'd like to present to you, which is trauma means unintegrated resource. And that's a koan, and if you'd like and are feeling intrigued about that riddle, then tune in to the post-trauma system development course that we are offering here. The coupon code that'll get you half off on that is ENJOY. Now, enjoy this next presentation, and we'll look forward to another meaningful time as we explore these topics, trauma and social change. Enjoy.
So, it is 10 a.m. in Moscow, 8 a.m. in UK, and different times in all the different places. Hello, everybody. And I guess it's time to start. I'm Kim. I'm going to be hosting this session. And this is the second day of the Embodiment Conference. And I'm so happy and delighted to introduce you, Andrei Pentin. Yes, here he is. A founder of Ambium Agency dedicated to developing a youth embodied intelligence model through a neuroscience and critical social work perspective. He works in the context of trauma-informed school environment, kids and teens coaching, embodied parenting and education. And also his aim is to make school communities more resilient through an anti-bullying campaign. And Andrei will introduce us his session, which is called Responsibilities, a playful approach to serious topic. Yeah, and I can see that you're raising your hands and a few people will come on the to the main room with Andrei, and it's time to start.
So I can start introducing my session and going on, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Hello, everybody. I will start with noticing how I am now and inviting you to do the same. It's 10 o'clock in the morning in Moscow, and I feel anxious, a little bit vulnerable and alive, and very, very celebrating that my teachers, friends, colleagues organized such beautiful feast embodiment Netflix, and it's an honor to take part in it. My session will be dedicated to responsibilities, responsibilities as embodied skills, which we have to use in different contexts. And I will suggest some new look at this topic, because in Russia, at least, we have a very serious dominant discourses about this thing. But before I start talking about this, I will say a few words about myself. I'm a narrative practitioner, psychologist. I don't call myself psychotherapist, but some of my colleagues are calling themselves this way, so I'm kind of psychotherapist, coach, psychologist, and 6 years ago, I met Vilya and Mark and graduated on Embodied Facilitator course, Russia, and I'm very grateful to this because I think this impacted my life, definitely, and life of my Russian, Moscow co-citizens, so I can feel a little more safe in my environment here, which is very traumatized, I think, and which is which needs social change for sure. But one thing I can say before I began to study embodiment, I was a social worker, and I'm still a social worker, but we have a tradition of social work, which is a little about heroic, stoic, victiming yourself and not taking self-care about yourself, which is not safe for others, I recognized after I began to study embodiment, began to practice different embodiment things, enjoying some playful and serious things through embodiment lens. And for me, embodiment, I was a sportive guy, not professional sport guy, but I played soccer. I was a champion in some Western martial arts, but I think I perceive myself and my body as it, but not me, not who. And I can't say that now I'm fully embodied. I integrated all my things, which began to live in me as embodied things. But I'm on my way, and I think we are all connecting to each other on this way, also due to this conference. So for me, this conference is a big feast of gifts, and I'm trying to suggest my gift to you. When I was studying embodiment on EFC, I practiced and trained and developed my own skills as a trainer, as an embodiment facilitator in different schools. These were special juvenile Russian schools and at the same time elite schools. And what I found out that it's very, first, it was very similar. Elite schools, which are very, have very good infrastructure, very rich environment, and bad, problematic Russian juvenile prisons, they all had the same dominant cultural discourses. For example, in Russia, some kind of national idea is that you have to deserve respect. It's not something you have by default. It's something you deserve. Other thing is that by 12 or 13, you have to develop responsibility as some part of your body. It's just you have to have this as soon as you get your passport in the local authority institute. It's not something you develop. It's something you have to have. And if you don't have this, it's your problem and you are the problem. So I had a reputation of not very responsible person during my school studying. And it's almost 10, 11 years you're developing and studying and communicating in the environment where different authoritarian people like teachers, like parents, decides whether you are responsible or not. So at the same time, school oppresses and suppresses your reactivity. And for example, today, it's the morning in Moscow, I decided to take somebody with me who is not suppressing its reactivity and who is really enjoying its reactivity and playing with me. And maybe he will join me now if he says okay. Bob, so this is my friend. This is my friend Bob. We play every day. He doesn't like when I violently take him and show people, because he loves to play reactively at home. And I even took some thing to show No, he doesn't want to play. I knew that on the conference he will be bored and knowing that I'm using him. So he is reactive but smart guy. So he's not suppressing his reactivity because he doesn't go to school. And I'm not a very good owner. I'm kind of a friend. So I'm not teaching him how to behave. Sometimes when it's dangerous, I'm trying to be authoritarian and show him my power, but he knows that I'm doing it only because it's the question of life and death or his health. But in school, children are usually having to obey, sit at the tables and move their body as not themselves, but as something, as the thing. So you can even explore this by touching your hand now as something, as something, as a piece of meat. You can take your hand and lift it up and feel this piece of meat as something you can eat or break or throw away or feel some disgust because, for example, my hands are really not fitting the standards of Brad Pitt, masculine, good body shape thing. So I can feel disgust towards my hand if I am at school, for example, where everybody is trying to fit the standards, which are dictated by teachers, discourses, or popular dominant ideas, images. So maybe I have been traumatized, not really strongly at school, but some way. So I dedicated part of my life to working at schools. And what I want to figure to concretize is that school in Russia is really a very oppressive institute where reactivity is suppressed and children are not having freedom to explore their environment. And going quickly down by the mindsets, I will say that instead of these mindsets, I suggest others, that there is not one responsibility. There are different response abilities in different contexts, in different relationships. The other thing I want to, underline, yeah, thank you very much. To underline is that it's a skill which you have to develop, as well as mathematical skills, language skills, other skills. It's not something you just have by some age. And this is not one skill, but different skills. Response abilities. That's why the name of my session, one of the sessions dedicated to this topic, it's called This Way. And they're different. And I have been different sessions on this topic, for example, on self-care weekend on the Embodied Facilitator resource, I was doing responsibilities session about local knowledge, about local experience children are having in playful and enjoying contexts and trying to take it, integrate it, embody it, and then direct it towards challenging contexts. So the idea of that session was that you can find where you feel good enjoying, playful, explore and recognize and be aware of how you are doing this in your body, and then use it in the context where you are needing to be more response able. So thing of that session is that children are already very good at being responsible. And this session is not about local knowledge, but about some samples. If you look at embodiment as the music and dance of your life, so then you can use the metaphor of samples, which you can take and try to integrate in your own soundtrack of your life, in your own music of your life, and sing and dance even better than before. So the samples I want to suggest today are the following. It's very common for embodied facilitator course community models of centering and for models, but I want to frame them in another way and suggest you to explore it together with me. And the aim is to explore how you can be response able and maybe find a little more, maybe widen your range a little bit in range of your response abilities. And to make it not so serious, responsibility, big thing, be responsible, to make it playful even more, I want to suggest you to pick one situation in your life where you feel good, where you feel successful, where you feel, before doing this, notice how you feel when you are listening and pronouncing and thinking about responsibility thing. And if you have, as well as me, some reputation of not very responsible, try to set it aside, say not goodbye, but say thank you, and please wait a little bit while I play with my other responsibilities. You are a big thing, you need to rest. And some small things, some other responsibilities, maybe you will feel even more enjoying if somebody joins, some little responsibilities. So ask your big thing of responsibility if it triggers you, set aside, breathe it in, breathe it out, and say thank you to it so it can rest a little bit. And now, what I want to suggest. Pick a situation where you feel successful, where you feel successful at achieving something, successful enough, not really very successful, but not unsuccessful, not failure. A situation where somebody or something needs your response, needs your impact. Some situation where you can say you need to be responsible and you manage, you cope with being responsible. And let's explore how else, besides you already doing response in your body to this stimulus, to this topic, to this context, how you already responding. We will explore a little bit and then widen the range of how else you can do the response and be response able in the context. And there will be two rounds. First round, I want you to remember the situation and remembering the situation, I want you to notice to figure out what actually invites you, what asks you, what calls you to give the response. Setting as it as not as a demand, as not as something common sense thing, but as something which invites you and gives you the choice to give your response or not. And it can be a request of somebody. It can be something which provokes your interest. It can be something which you identify as needing your help, your action. And I want you to notice how you feel the effect of this invitation, how you understand, how you notice, how you feel that something or somebody requests, invites you to give the response. And it can be very little subtle thing, can be idea of I need to respond, or the subtle movement or suppression of your breath, or maybe micro movement or micro tension. I have a friend here, Aksuksa, which is helping me with different difficulties. So micro tensions can be something which you didn't notice before. And if you can type in the chat or say what you're noticing, you're welcome. Difficulty to sleep. Thank you, Liliana. Technique. Thank you, Pat. Small inner wish like impulse. Oh, nice. Alana Cavill, thank you. Adrenaline response. Cool. You really feel the hormones. Wow. Do we choose? What triggers it? How we notice the need to respond. So what triggers it was the previous question, how we notice that something invites us. I want to widen the range of this biological embodiment, vocabulary, words, triggers, stimulates are usually problematic things. So now I want to say it in another way, say it like invites you to give the response, calls you, requests, suggests, but of course it can trigger and stimulate. Yeah. Okay, and now give a shake. And what I want you to do is I want to invite you to do centering technique, and I want to underline that we all have our own kind of self-regulation, centering, stabilizing things, and also when we're learning how to center ourselves, we need to adapt and to integrate and to find the best way, because there are plenty of ways to center. There are different samples of centering and different many ways of authentic centering by people. So now I want to give you one simple centering ABC from Mark Walsh and EFC community. I think in my head, Mark, Dilia, and all our trainers and students are together in my hand and beside my back are supporting me. And it's very nice to know this, that we're together here. Yeah, I can't see them, but I feel. So Sentry is not really simple, but easy, not easy, but simple. So direct your attention, your awareness to feet, feel the contact of the feet and the ground. Relax the belly. I'm always joking about my belly, which is very good for centering. You can see when you're stressed and when you're centered, like pregnant guy. Relax your jaw. Uplift your head a little bit, like you are having a contact with something bigger than you. Widen your gaze. See what surrounds you. Feel the balance on the feet and think about something which makes you smile, something which is good for you, nice, something simple. And from this centered, I was learning centering for years and still doing this. So do what you are feeling that you manage to do. And from this centered state, from this centered identity, again, move your attention to that situation and answer yourself what value you are able to embody if you respond to this situation. What for? Why? From the centered situation, feel the respond to the context which is inviting you to give your response and identify what for, why, what is the value, what is something important, why you can respond. And if you can, type it to the chat if it's not too intimate for you. Tom Peace. Thank you, Ifat. Mm-hmm. When you're typing protection, thank you, Sean. Focus. Relaxation. Stability, openness, calming by overwhelmed mind, peace and harmony, my self-experience. I feel sense in my response, although I don't see how it will influence. It's about consequences, but thank you, Alana. Calm, Roxana. Enjoy my day. Nice. Thank you. Your responses are supporting for me because I'm not a big fan of Zoom interaction. Always need live. So it gives me some sense of it. Thank you. Okay, let's do shaking again. And now we will play a little bit with these values. How we will do it? We will take the model of four elements and find, not from head, but from our body, which actually includes head also. We will find and try to taste, try to feel what actually can be most appropriate or just interesting. As Paul Linden says, do something interesting. So we will find what is interesting, not in general in your life, not for your even current period of life, but for today, for this morning, not globally, locally. So the first thing we will use is the element of ground. Yeah. So actually, usually responsible people in dominant discourse are really have to be very grounded because they have to plan everything and they have to be very stable. And these are my very common interpretations of groundy thing. So I want to invite you to ground yourself, adding to the centering, maybe a little more down thing. Centering and then down thing. Down and more. Feel your bones, feel your square shape, hips. And from this ground thing, feel if this is the interesting body to respond to this value, to embody this value. I usually use two-step form, but you can do your own movement. I do this, but it's not important what the form you use. You can just feel the ground in yourself, feel the stability, discipline, calmness, and from this calm state, feel if the body which now is the most interesting to respond to this situation, to embody the value. Yes or no, or yes. I don't know why. Actually, it seems that I'm not in grounding mode today. So let's do shaking. And type for whom ground, earth element was appropriate a little bit. We will not decide which is the most, actually. We will find which feels interesting. For whom it felt interesting to respond from this body to the situation you pick. For whom it was interesting to feel the earth, the earthy body in relationships with this situation. Nobody's really feeling earthy towards the situation. They'd be cool. Interesting because it was different. Cool, yeah. Yeah, that's actually, Elena, thank you very much for your comment, because it's the thing to explore different things today. Feel different. Earthy is too heavy for me. For me, the same, yeah. Different degree. Cool. Okay, it's a great place to start. Yeah. Let's do shaking. And the second element is water. And I want to invite you to breathe a little more like a flow. And beginning with breathing, maybe do some circles some free movement thing. Some maybe self-care a little bit. And a little step, weight, movement. And notice how you feel in this body. Notice if it's familiar to you and if it is actually something which can give you more response abilities to respond, to interact with the situation you pick, to embody the value you choose. And you can breathe this value into you and breathe out your response to this. Smile a little bit to this situation, to this people who are surrounding you in your reality now, in the Zoom, in the conference, to your community. Notice how it helps you to respond, to embody the value. And when you're ready, do some shaking. Yeah, and how it goes. This is for me, going with the flow, fluidity. Thank you, Jack's body work. Jack's body. Comments from Fabila Epidendis. Oh, I like this focus. It gives you more space and varieties. Yeah. Different. Felt amazing. Cool. Amazing perspective. Nice. That's why I love it. We learn from each other and just think for 1 second. How it goes if children in school during 10 years will learn from their selves and each other and only then from adults. Super. Shake it. And let's do fire. I want to honor my colleague in FC, Rinardas Goda from Lithuania, because he was the man who taught me fire. I'm a watery guy. And he was standing right by myself, near to me. And he's a very hot Lithuanian guy, one very cool person who says goodbye to stereotypes. So he was standing this way. He's bigger, much bigger and much more handsome, but he's very calm. And he embodied fire in a super cool way. I will try to demonstrate a little bit from this. So what I want you to invite something burning in you, to give it space. And when you find your body,
fire,
господи, a fire, then notice how you feel in this, because it's really easy to burn out or burn somebody. So give your fire space and maybe fire up, light up the light, the fire of this value you want to embody in this context, in this situation. So how you fire up, light up the Olympic fire of your value in this situation, giving the response and demonstrating your one of your responsibilities in this context. Smiling a lot. Fun, I'm fun. Yay, I'm fun. Cool. Cool. Thank you very much for listening. See you later. Okay, so for whom flyer was really the thing, the body. And notice what you're doing in your body when you're firing up in responding to this value, to this situation. What is inspiring you? What gives you passion? Super cool. Okay, now last one. Interesting, I guess fire should match certain response. Yeah, it can, it usually does, but if you practice, I think you can make it more fluid, make it free, but yeah, feel in control, not overwhelmed. Cool. Okay, let's do some shaking. Some watery shaking to a little more stability from fire to ground, watery. And what are we actually talking about? Why embodiment? Why this conference? Why I'm not just sleeping or what? Because what? I don't know. You answer. I'm turning myself into a little more airy way, a little more airy. Maybe it's my stress response today. Maybe I'm airy to cope with my stress, with my anxiety, with my vulnerability. Actually, vulnerability. Ability. Cool. Okay, never mind. Let's do it. Let's embody the air element and find if it's maybe the most appropriate or the good one or the most interesting way to respond to the situation you pick to embody the value. So what actually is the air? How we do it in our body? I don't know how you do this and you explore, but I can suggest some things. I uplift my feet from the ground a little bit. I move a little bit forward with my chest. I'm looking at the surrounding and dancing with this a little bit and smiling and breathing consciously and maybe in different ways. Different ways and different waves, actually, yeah. That's my English, Russian English. And maybe you can even respond to the situation like just not even looking at it, just like, oh, we are here, yeah. Play with it, explore how you can actually respond in a playful, in the most playful way to the situation, to embody the value, to do the serious thing, to be in accordance with our values, to live, to be in an agency position, but in a playful, in a funny, in a actually, yeah. How? Do you have any ways of your own airy, playful ways of being responsible? Clear. I can see only myself, only my face. And Bob, here. Okay. Making lists. This is the best yet for me too. Okay. Is joking with deep breath count? Yeah, it counts for sure. Especially if you do it by your choice, not as a pattern, but as a choice. Feels bubbly in the head. Yes, I do have. They're super silent usually. I'm not sure if you feel that comfortable. Try to find a place to sit, to take the hand on your belly, and maybe a little contact with just colors and with where you are now. So if this gets you out of your body, questioning what if this feels elevating. Okay, let's just do the shaking, and I will suggest you a ritual of closing this exploration. I want to invite you to center yourself. And what is important for you today? And think about it, feel about it from centered position, and do some movement in the element you choose to integrate a little more responsibility to today's important thing you want to, not achieve, to embody. And I want to say thank you for this exploration and talk for a little more minutes. So do some shaking. So I want to comment a little bit. How do I use this in work with? Yeah, if you want to say something now, you can type it in the chat. I will say a little bit how I use it with kids, and then ask you about your experience or about your second track thing, how to use it, or we will continue our communication beside the session. So I'm open to connection. So actually, the one thing I wanted to say is that I invited kids, children in a group context or an individual one, in the process of exploration, their local knowledge, their own experience of being responsible, and this is more what was in the focus in the session I made on the self-care weekend on the embodied facilitator resource. Then I suggest them samples to structure and to name or to orientate from which they can figure out what they're actually doing and maybe widen the range and structure their micro skills, which are feeling from which the responsibilities consists of. So these elements and centering is something they take and use by their own choice, by their own decision where, how, and why to apply. And if we have some individual framework to collaborate, we do some work on integration, on translation from this language of samples to their own language and to their own embodiment. So from samples to their own authentic music composition of their life, of their embodiment. Body sets, mindsets, which I suggest sometimes in the training work, they take by their choice, and constructing their preferred reality, story, life, their preferred embodiment. And that's how the process of exploring samples, exploring their own local knowledge, turns into more aware, playful construction of their own musical embodiment, of their values and life. So how are you?
Yeah, I just wanted to thank you. And I see a lot of gratitude in the chat. Maybe take a look, you know, to inspire. We have 5 minutes for questions. And if you want, there is a question from Lisa Wilson, and a few people doubled it. How is the ability to respond connect to free will? Do we have free will? So what do you say?
Say it again. What? How free will connected with?
Responsibilities.
Uh-huh. I think this is the question. This is the big question. Yeah, for me, free will is the is not the language construct I usually use. I use agency and choice and aware choice. But I think free will is something, in my understanding, similar to this. So I think responsibility, which I'm talking about, different responsibilities, are the abilities we can apply, develop by our own choice and widen and empowering the capacity of free will. But we are actually not free, and we are always surrounded by circumstances, people. We are not just free. We are free and responsible. And this is the thing that usually responsibility is understands as something which limits us. But I think that responsibility is the ability to find the ways, the roots in our territory, from our freedom to the to contact with the freedom of the other. But for me, it's a little philosophical. And when we explore how you particularly do free will in your body, and then we exploring this and seeing how it connects to your responsibility. That's why I'm have difficulties with answering this question, because it seems that it's kind of the proper answer, but it's just my thoughts on this. Yeah, free will is for me is this something connected to responsibility, some and their friends, their allies in this process of building awareness and choice and range.
Thanks. And I think it's kind of answering the another question there was in the chat, that how to use responsibilities without worrying. So, as I understand you, it's the way, it's the wording, the framing, the sense I put in this responsibility. Let me summarize, your understanding at, is ability to respond, and there is free will. Where how I choose to which situation, what response I want to be able to give.
Yeah, I think you are saying something which is similar to my thoughts. One thing I will underline is it's actually not responsibility, but responsibilities. I want to underline mm-hmm. This discourse of reputation of somebody is responsible or not is not always helpful for people and sometimes to control them. But we are actually can be responsible in different contexts, and we need different abilities. Some airy, some watery, some other porridge responsibilities. So it can be anything in different contexts, different relationships.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much from people in the chat and from me personally. And this is almost the end, but please stay because we will also come back to Andrei with a question for his top tip, how to be embodied. But before that, a few words about the conference. So the next session is from Krista Cockhoyle. It will start in 1 hour and on the topic of radical presence, embodied social transformation. You can see more details on the portal. And the link to the portal will be on the chat soon with the help of our beautiful tech host, Nideya. Also, remember that this session from Andrei will be available for 48 hours. And if you want to save it, you can upgrade. The link also will be in the chat. And now is time for our sponsor video from Steve Hoskinson, and after that, we'll come back to Andrei and ask for his top tip.
Welcome to the Embodiment Conference. This channel, Trauma and Social Change, it's absolutely the moment for that, isn't it? I'm Steve Hoskinson. I'm the founder of Organic Intelligence. I've been teaching in this area of trauma, embodiment, and social change for about 25 years. It's an honor, really, for us to be sponsoring this channel where we're going to hear a multiplicity of voice, all unique contributors to our collective understanding of how to move from trauma and support then social change. Our unique voice in organic intelligence has something to do with a koan that I'd like to present to you, which is trauma means unintegrated resource. And that's a koan, and if you'd like and are feeling intrigued about that riddle, then tune in to the post-trauma system development course that we are offering here. The coupon code that'll get you half off on that is ENJOY. Now, enjoy this next presentation, and we'll look forward to another meaningful time as we explore these topics, trauma and social change. Enjoy.
So, now you know all the tech details, and we are back for a final words of wisdom from Andrei Pintin.
Yes, definitely. Okay. Wisdom, yeah. I didn't take it with myself actually. I don't have top tip. I have top three for myself. One is learning from kids and from teens and communicating with them in a curious, non-expert way, because they're still alive. And you can continue your life talking to them, and this can make your life more embodied. Yeah, I think especially in our environment, kids and teens are somebody who is sharing this. The second thing is hugging people you love, and actually not in a formal way, but for some seconds or minutes or hours. Yeah, I think hugging is really important, not because it's written in the book, but because you can feel it when you hug somebody you love. And third thing is when you don't have somebody to hug and don't have a child or teen to communicate. Hug yourself and remember that we are still kids.
This is beautiful. I can see people writing, and I'm definitely joining. Hugs to you. Thank you very much. And so this is it for this session. It is going to be uploaded on the website very soon, and you can enjoy it for another 2 days and share with people. And don't forget that we have a coffee break system here. Midea will post a link in the website. You can join from the portal at any moment to any coffee break room just to share what you heard here or maybe something else.
Thank you very much, Midea, Kim. Love you guys.